Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi, my name is Ugo Chijutami, the Eagle, your Chief Encouraging Officer, and welcome to my podcast, Unleash the Eagle Within You. This podcast is aimed towards encouraging you, equipping and helping you unleash the inner strength and courage that lies within you. And today, our topic for today is how do we begin to soar like an eagle? Okay, so today's topic is about talking about how we are going to soar as eagles. If you noticed, I used the word soar. I haven't used the word fly. Now, I'm going to explain the difference between soaring and flying. Okay, so soaring means more than flying. It means to rise swiftly and to feel the wind slipping below you and riding higher and higher and higher. While flying is just moving through the air. Now, the reason I've said we needed to, today's topic is how do we begin to soar like eagles, is because I realized that is what we've been called to do. As humans, we've not been called to just live, we've been called to thrive. We've been called to thrive in every areas of our life. And that is why I wanted to speak to you a bit more about soaring. And if we're gonna soar, who best do we have to imitate than the eagle, okay? Now, the reason why I'm so inclined to the eagle, I've spoken about this in my other previous podcast, is because the eagle has a distinct personality and mentality. Unlike the other birds that fly, the eagle's mentality is a lot different. I talked about this in the previous podcast, where I spoke about the fearlessness of the eagle. The fearlessness of the eagle puts the eagle in a better position where it begins to soar. I also talked about the eagle's ability to soar into higher altitude. So we see that the eagle wants to soar, it looks for a higher altitude to do this. We also talked about the vision of the eagle, and we said about how important it was, or I said about how important it was to have the vision, clear vision, because that's what the eagle does. It has a very clear vision. And one of the other key personalities I wanted to talk about while we talk about how do we begin to soar is the eagle is domineering. Okay, the eagle has a domineering ability or a domineering characteristics. And that's not to say, dominate with no consciousness or no care about other people's feelings. But dominating in your space, dominating in the work you've been called to, being your best. That's what the eagle teaches us to do. Another thing about the eagle is it's strong-willed, it's tenacious and strong-willed. Now, if we want to begin to soar as eagles, we need to be strong-willed, okay? And that's why I wanted to say, how do we begin to soar as eagles? Is to take a look at our characteristics. What is it in our identity that is not in line with an identity that looks like an eagle's one? What is it that we feel currently that is not allowing us to soar, rather than that is not allowing us to soar? Why are we feeling grounded on the floor? So a lot of the times, a lot of us are feeling so stuck. We're feeling grounded. We can't move from the next position. We can't move from the position we currently are. And so we get stuck in that position. What has caused us to feel this way? So a lot of it is self-auditing. I call it self-auditing, internal auditing. But it's also reflection and looking around and say, what is causing me, or what is stopping me from soaring at the moment? Why haven't I been able to soar into higher altitude? Why am I having less vision? What is the vision for my life? So in order for us to begin to soar like an eagle, we need to take time to write things down. We need to take time to think about our current situations. Do we have the strong will? Are we strong-willed? Will is one of the faculties that we have that is embedded inside of us, inside of our conscious and subconscious. So how much strong will are we using and utilizing of ourselves? Have we practiced the act of being strong-willed? And we can begin to practice this in our daily activities. You can be strong-willed in just a decision to say, you know what, I'm cutting this out. It could be anything. You could decide to say, I'm going to be strong-willed in my healthy living. Those are practices that can begin to bring you closer and begin to teach us on how to begin to soar like eagles. Another thing that I wanted to give us as a tip on how we begin to soar as eagles is being independent. I've realized one of the biggest issues we have is making decisions. A lot of us have not been taught how to make decisions. So many of us are so indecisive, which makes us feel dependent on other things. A lot of us are so dependent on so many things. I've called this in the past psychological crutches. We're dependent on these psychological crutches that we hold onto them. And we think that they make us, they make our identity. We feel that with this, with all these things that we're holding on to, there's not going to be us. But there is a you that you need to find. There is a you that is inside of you that is craving to come out. We're so versatile as human beings. We're so deep. There's so much of us. But we're so scared of leaving the shores. A lot of us are standing by the shore and just watching the waves come and go and contemplating, should I try, should I not? But if you begin to think about independence and think about that which you've been dependent on for so long, it gives you a bigger, clear vision on what you need to let go of. If you actually think about the process of feeling independent, it gives you a clearer vision of, okay, what have I been dependent on for so long? What is that psychological crutches that I've held onto that I need to let go so that I begin to feel independent? Because everything lies inside of you. Everything that you desire, everything that you want, lies inside of you, but it's the decision to find it that is on you, and the decision is yours to take. You see, when the eagles begin to soar, I don't think they contemplate, oh, should I soar, should I not? It's innate in them. They know that they've been created to soar. But the gift of choice is what we have as human beings. We've been given that choice to make that choice. But if it's possible or if it's not possible, it is down to you as the individual to find that thing. So begin to think about your dependence and what you're dependent on. What is stopping you from soaring? because now we're learning then how to soar. Take a stock. What am I dependent on? And what do I need to let go of? Some of us are dependent on the wrong support system. Some of us are dependent on the wrong friendships. Some of us are dependent even on the wrong jobs. We're holding on to a job that we think, if we hold on to this, it is going to stop. It's all I have, and you're holding on to it. And you feel inside of you something saying to you, go get another one. Move out of this place. You've overgrown this space. You need to move now. It is time to take the next step. But we're so dependent. We're holding on. It reminds me of the child who I saw this picture once, I think on Instagram, where I saw a picture of a little girl who had a little teddy bear. But she was holding on to this teddy bear. And a lot of and the other picture was a figure of a massive, you know, a massive father figure, which kind of depleted, you know, father figure in terms of the creator, God. And this picture had a bigger teddy bear, and the father figure was holding this picture and this teddy bear just behind the back and was asking for the little teddy bear. And the little girl was holding onto that little teddy bear, holding onto it so tightly, thinking that if I let go of this, what else would I have? This is my favorite teddy bear. But unknown to her, there was a bigger and a nicer, cleaner teddy bear that would be an exchange of that teddy bear she was holding on. And we're so much like that little girl sometimes, all of us. I see that in us, because there's always a little child in all of us. Your little child hasn't gone anywhere. It's inside of us. And we sometimes hold on to this teddy bear, this little small teddy bear. We're so used to it. We're dependent on it. Unknown to us, there is something bigger, greater, nicer waiting for us. And so when the eagle say, when I say that for us to begin to soar, we have to look at what are we dependent on. It means taking stock on our present situation. What have we relied on? And thinking, this is the best I can get. But that's not the best. That's just a stepping stone to where you're going. That is just one of the little shades of you, because you've got more than 50 shades. There's so much inside of us, but we tend to hold on to that little glimpse of hope that we see, because we focus a lot on what we can see. So again, as we continue to think about how we begin to soar, and my challenge for you today is to think about how to begin to soar. I want you to think about, what am I dependent on today? What am I holding on to that I need to let go of? What is that little teddy bear that I'm clutching and holding? But there is a bigger, nicer one waiting for me, just if I could let go. Just let go and let God. I love that phrase so much. I use it every time I feel like I'm holding onto a teddy bear. I say to myself, you need to let go now, Ugo, because there's something bigger waiting for you. And sometimes it could be a haste, you know, decision that you make. And do you realize that one of the key times that we make decisions is within that split 5 seconds rule, where you've got that quick 5 seconds decision to make, and after that, your reasoning, your logical kicks in. So sometimes maybe most of us need to apply more of those 5 seconds rule. Whatever comes into our consciousness within 5 seconds, we act on it, we take on board, because it's directing us somewhere. All right, so strong willed, I've spoken about making sure we exercise more of our strong will in order for us to soar. I've also talked about being independent, because being dependent, a lot of us are holding onto the wrong things and we're feeling so dependent on it. The other way that we can begin to soar is to have vocal competitiveness.
Okay. Now, I like this because when I think about being vocal, it reminds me about sitting here and recording this podcast, hoping that someone is going to listen to it. But when you realize, when you think about this, a lot of us have hidden our voices. We're not speaking out anymore. We're not expressing our voices. We've been conditioned and programmed to not speak and not exercise your vocal power in order to be able to speak up your truth. So I feel that in order for us to begin to soar as eagles, we need to learn to speak up. We need to learn to use the power of our voice. We need to learn to know that our light cannot be dimmed. You need to shine your light. You need to be expressive in what you want and what you desire.
So competitive, vocal competitiveness is very important as an eagle, to soar as an eagle. I love the fact that the eagle is very shrewd as well. That's in for us to begin to learn how to soar, how we begin to soar, we need to learn to be shrewd. And yes, I know that word can come across as, wow, shrewd. Yes, but it's innate in us, is in us to be shrewd. But shrewd for the right reasons, learning to use it in the right way. Learning to use it to soar in every area of our lives. Learning that all these critical areas of our life that we have to pay attention to, which I'll go into it to be able to share the critical 12 critical areas of our life. Learning to take stock in those 12 critical areas and be shrewd in every one of them. Making sure that we always think about, what is this? What does this mean for me? What is it going to do? And how is it going to impact the people around me and also my community? Because as much as we're also called to serve other people. Okay? We're also called to serve other people, to make sure that we are giving. We're giving of what we have, our gifts. And so the 12 critical areas that I'd like us to begin to learn to soar would be in our health and our well-being. How do you soar in your health and your well-being? What is it that you desire to soar in that area? How do you want to live? What do you want to live like? What does your health and well-being look like? Another area that we need to soar, and how do we begin to soar in this area, is in our friendship. Let's take a stock in our friendship. What is our friendship like? I like the saying that says you become a sum total of the 5 people you surround yourself with. Who are the 5 critical people that are around you? Who are this friendship? Are they like eagles? Do they soar like eagles? Or are they mere chickens? So those are the kind of things that we need to begin to do if we're going to soar as eagles. Another is our self-esteem and confidence. The eagle is so confident. So in this area of your self-esteem and confidence, you need to critically look at that area. What's happening here? Do I feel confident enough as an eagle? Am I as confident? Do I have the mentality of the eagle in my self-esteem and confidence? And your achievements is another area that we need to look about how we can soar in those areas. What are the achievements that you've set yourself for? Like I said, the eagle has a clear vision. It sets its eyes on where it wants to go, and it goes. Are we setting our eyes on the achievements that we want to achieve? This is our year 2022, and we're already in the month of May. That's the 5th month out of the 12 months we've got. What are the achievements you set yourself in January that you wanted to achieve? How is that going? Security and spirituality is another thing that we can begin to look at, how we can soar as eagles in this area. What is our spirituality and security like? What have we walked on? Remember one time when I spoke to you about the combination that you are a spirit? We're all spirits. We've got a body.
We live in the body and we've got a soul. So you have to care for your body with your well-being and look after your health, but you also have to care for your spirituality. You have to look after your soul. What do you feed your soul on a daily basis? How are you feeding your soul? Okay, another one that I wanted you to look at when you're looking at how to begin to soar, it's in your fun, recreation and rest. I need to learn more on this, but rest is key. Because when you rest, you feel rejuvenated. When you rest, you feel relaxed. I know that we've been programmed to think that the more we do and run around, that's when we achieve more. But that's absolutely not true. There's a lovely book I read one time on sleep. Sleep is key. Rest is key. Are we resting enough? And those are the things we need to realize that we've got to look out on how to be calm to soar like eagles. And another area that I wanted to talk about is on our contentment and peace. Peace is my birthright. I say this every day. Contentment. How content are we? What is taking your peace away? What causes you a lot of stress? In order to begin to soar as eagles, you need to be peaceful. You need to have a level of peace and contentment. Another area, another critical area in the 12 areas, number seven is energy and passion. What are you passionate about? As eagles, we need to be tenacious. And with tenacity comes passion and energy. In order for us to soar higher, we need to have the right energy. So we need to begin to ask ourselves, how do I begin to soar in this area of energy and passion? How do I begin to soar in an area of home and family? Our homes and family are like our haven. For most of us, that's where the peace lies. But we need to soar also in this area. What are we doing that we can do or we need to start doing that would help us soar in those areas? And we've got the career as another critical area. What is in your career at the moment? Is it allowing you to soar? Are you soaring in that particular area of your career? Or is there something else you desire? Remember I said a lot of us are holding on to the psychological crutches that we think is the best thing that we have. And this applies to our careers as well. Some of us are holding on to careers that we no longer enjoy, we no longer find peace in, and we know there is time to move, but we can't because we're dependent on it. We're not realizing there's that girl, little girl, holding on to the tiny little teddy bear, but there's a bigger teddy bear waiting to be an exchange for. So those are the key questions we need to ask. And in our finances, how do we begin to soar in those areas? How do we begin to soar also in our relationship and marriage? So those are the key critical areas, the 12 critical areas that I wanted us to have a think about and how we can begin to soar in those areas. Again, remember that our key characteristics that we were talking about today about an eagle is the eagle is domineering, the eagle is strong-willed, the eagle is independent, the eagle is vocal, and the eagle is shrewd. Plus, we already talked about how fearless the eagle is, how tenacious it is, how it tends to fly on the highest altitude, and how much vision it's got. Okay, a lot of the times we need to see past where we are and live in our vision. Begin to have that vision. I remember when I was younger, when we were all younger, when I was younger, we dreamt a bit more. We had dreams. And then we get older and, you know, we've been told to stop dreaming, become real. But what is reality? What is reality and what is a dream? So we need to start dreaming again. We need to learn to dream and dream. Dream is free, but we need to learn to dream and not be guilty of dreaming. Because we were created from a dream. It is a dream. I mean, when you think about the whole formation of life and the whole formation of the world, it does seem like a dream sometimes, doesn't it? So we need to become fearless in our dreaming. We need to know that we are allowed to dream and dream fearlessly. Okay? And so as I round up this season on how to be like an eagle, hopefully my next seasons will take you through different ways on applying all the things that we've talked about. I'm also going to be getting some guests in who I can anchor questions on how they also unleashed their inner eagles, which is their inner strength and inner courage. And so this is the last episode of my first season where I've talked a lot about the eagle. The next season, I'm going to be talking about how we unleash our inner strength and our inner powers and our inner gifts. And so I will get a lot of guests in who will talk to you and how they've unleashed and how they've become who they were called to be. Guys, I just wanted to leave you with something. There's so much potential inside of each one of us. We are a gift. We are gifts. We alone are gifts. And there's so much inside of us that it's so untapped. So many people are carrying within them gifts that the world needs. And it's time that we get these gifts out. It's time that we begin to live our full potential. It's time that we begin to unleash that which is inside of us, the greatness. And I believe this fearlessly, and that's why I'm called to do this. That's why I call myself the eagle, because I'm trying to remind you and remind every one of us that there's so much greatness and potential in us that we need to begin to soar. No longer do we need to sit back and wait for someone else to tell us who we are. We need to begin to see who we are and be fearless in the pursuit of who we are. And so on that note, I just wanted to say to you, thank you. Thank you for the first 4 episodes and listening to it. If you've ever listened to me, please reach out to me on my Instagram page. I'm on Instagram as Ugo_ChijuTummy. Reach out to me, I'm there. Or you can reach out to me on Facebook as UgoChijuTummy. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn as UgoChijuTummy. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback, what you thought about all our talk on the first 4 episodes about the eagle. And I also want to hear any comments, any suggestions, any topics you would like me to cover. Just send me a message. I'm here to make sure that I'm bringing all that you desire for you to begin to soar. So if you've got any questions at all on how to soar like an eagle, or on what you want help with, or if there's any way I could always find it for you, I'm here to serve you, okay? I'm here for you. I'm here to make sure that you begin to soar as eagles. I'm here to make sure that you begin to tap into the unlimited potential that lies inside of you. All right? On that note, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I sure hope you were able to get 1 or 2 things today. Let me know your thoughts, okay? I remain your chief encouraging officer, Ugo the Eagle, and I will see you soon. Take care. Bye.